Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Thanksgiving Day Eve is upon us. And thank goodness the Butterball Hotline is alive and well. Yes, folks, almost 3 million calls are made every year requesting help. And if you need the number, I got it right here for you. It's 1-800-288-8372. And if you can't write that down right now, you can see me after church, and I will give you that number. They have 52 trained callers at the Butterfield University to talk you through what they refer as turkey trauma. I have here a couple articles on that subject. One woman, it says, called from Colorado. Her problem was she had stored her turkey in a snowbank in her backyard, and it had snowed a lot that evening, and now she couldn't find her turkey. She had no idea where her turkey was, and she wanted them to help her find it. Another woman called to ask if it was okay to stuff her turkey with popcorn. Can you imagine that? That would be a sight. Some guy called and he wanted to know why the turkey cooking in his oven was making so much smoke. Instructions said, remove the wrapper and put it on the rack. So he put the wrapper on the rack, and then he placed the turkey on top of the wrapper with no pan underneath. And all those drippings were going straight to the bottom of the oven, and it was causing havoc for him. Another woman called and asked, how do you thaw a fresh turkey? The hotline staffer had to explain to her that a fresh turkey has not been frozen, so it was unnecessary to thaw it. Another woman from the West Coast used bleach to scrub her turkey because it said to first clean the bird. She got really upset when she was told to throw the bird out and start over again. 20 of the calls were made from men. A guy called, I'm not sure where he is from, wanting to know if the yellow netting and the wrapper around the turkey should be removed before roasting. And this is actually what they say is the most common question. What do I do with the wrapping and the netting there? So apparently, we need a lot of help with our Thanksgiving turkeys. But really, we need help in this in a different way. We need help with Thanksgiving, because even more than proficiency at turkey roasting, Thanksgiving does not come to us naturally. In fact, it kind of goes against the fallen nature of human beings. In Deuteronomy 8, God wants the children of Israel, after they have moved into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, abounding in material blessings. And God looks down the line and warns them not to forget. When you are enjoying all the good things of life, do not forget your Lord God. He warns them, he knows the tendency of human beings is not to be thankful. We human beings don't like to give credit to someone else for what we think we have achieved. Then in the gospel, we have the story of the 10 lepers. Leprosy was the most feared disease in ancient times, a literal death sentence. There was no cure. You couldn't live with healthy people. You had to move out to a shanty town outside the city limits, never to see your friends or relatives again. Your toes, nose, and fingers would literally rot off and fall off. Jesus heals them from this dread and this incurable disease. How many return to give thanks to Jesus? Only one. Where are the other 9? Asked Jesus. Were there not 10? The other reason we seem to have problems with Thanksgiving is the very nature of ourselves, our human tendency, to focus on the negative. 100 things could go right during the day, and one thing goes wrong. So what do we focus on? Well, the one thing that went wrong. This is what Paul alludes to in Philippians. He admonished the Philippians to think on all of the positives of life. Why does he do that? Because he knows we people, us, have a tendency to do the opposite. We always tend to look towards the negative. It's a classic glass full or a glass half full. Do you see your glass as half full or half empty? The human tendency is to see things as half empty. We focus on what we do not have as opposed to what we do have. Did you know that the word thank actually comes from an old German word meaning to think, which suggests that it's by thinking about and recognizing the blessings that we enjoy that we can be thankful. That, in order to be thankful, is necessary to slow down, look around, take note of what we are surrounded by. So maybe that's what we need to do, especially tonight. Look at your life. Think about it. There is so much to be thankful for. We may not have everything, but we do have an awful lot. And I came across this little poem that I would like to share with you. Its title was, Is Dirty Dishes. Thank God for dirty dishes. They have a story to tell. And by the stack I have, it seems we are living pretty well. While people of other countries are starving, I haven't the heart to fuss. For by this stack of evidence, God's awfully good to us. Think about all the things that we so often overlook. Pure water, sunlight coming in the curtains or blinds into the living room. Fresh fallen snow. A day milder and sunnier than expected. Moonlight on the water. A basket of ripe fruit. A steak done just right, just the way we like it. And dewdrops on a rose petal. The lady in the Butterball Hotline can help you with other things, but she can't help you find your turkey if you've lost it. The main thing that you need in order to be truly thankful is to look around. Look around. It's so important to be thankful and thankful for the blessings that you have received from Jesus. Paul reminds us we have Jesus Christ, and by his death and resurrection, heaven is ours. For the gift of Jesus Christ and for all the many blessings, let the word ring true. Thanks be to God. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.